Well, I don't know how often our next guest is commonly referred to as Henry Rowan Gardner, but it's Thomas Ian Nicholas, and he joins us on the line right now. Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on, and you were telling me off air, and I didn't realize this, you've actually got some Ohio roots.
I do indeed. I was saying that my grandfather was born there in Ohio. I think he lived in Warren and Steubenville. I myself had my first visit out there in 1994, beat Buzz Aldrin in the Soapbox Derby in Akron, Ohio. And then for a number of years, I was doing the Lopen Open, about 5 years in a row, raising money for the Akron's Children's Hospital.
Awesome stuff. Very, very cool. Now, you've been into a number of different things. I mean, obviously, your acting career is still going strong, but I see you also have your own band going on right now, too, right?
Yeah. I've been touring for about 10 years, so it's a year, I guess, of anniversaries. It's the 25th anniversary of Rookie of the Year and the 10th anniversary of my first album.
Wow. That's a milestone year for sure. Now, I want to go all the way back to Rookie of the Year because, you know, the people of my generation, you know, they know you specifically for those two roles of, you know, of course, Henry Rowan Gardner is the Rookie of the Year, and then, of course, Kevin Myers in the American Pie movies also. I want to go all the way back, though, to Rookie of the Year. I mean, you mentioned it's been a quarter of a century since it last came out. I mean, now that we've had the chance to look back at it and review it and fall in love with it all over again, I mean, it's just incredible when you look back at how many great actors that were a part of that process, yourself included. You know, John Candy, Daniel Stern, Gary Busey. You know, at the time, I want to say you were somewhere around the area of 13 years old. Was it a little intimidating being on the set with those guys?
No, I mean, at that time, I was already a veteran. I started when I was six, so, you know. But in all reality, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun filming that movie and especially being on Wrigley Field. John Candy, we actually shot his scenes. They shot his scenes after. And so I met him during like a PSA after we had done the film. He was like the nicest guy ever. And Gary Busey was crazy. But Daniel Stern, who directed the film, was awesome. And it was an experience that I'll never forget. And since 2008, I've been going out to Wrigley and throwing out the first pitch and singing the seventh inning stretch every year during the summer.
Well, man, you are a musician in addition to being an actor. So, you know, and you're one of those guys that even if you couldn't sing, they wouldn't boo Henry Rowan Gardner if he came out and he wasn't able to get the right tune during the seventh inning stretch. See, in Cleveland, you know, obviously we've had some sports snafus over the years, as you're very well aware. Now, going back a couple of years, you know, to the painful end to the 2016 World Series, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, it's different when somebody else records the final out. But see, if Henry Rowan Gardner had gotten the final out mm-hmm. for the Cubs that year, that would have made it a little bit easier to swallow, no?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, just a tad. We would have been okay with that. It would have made it sting maybe just a hair less, if nothing else. I want to touch on something also. You mentioned Gary Busey because everybody's got a story about Gary Busey. And again, at the time, you were about 13 years old when this movie came out. You know, Busey's one of those polarizing figures for a number of different reasons. Yet, in that movie, he kind of served as like a mentor to you, though, so it was a little bizarre. What was it like working with Busey?
Like I said, he was crazy. He was the nicest to me outside of everyone else on the set. I remember one time he carried me by my underwear across the lunchroom in front of 100 crew members about 25 feet. But remember, he was the nicest to me.
Sure. That's quite the story there. Thomas, you mentioned your music career, man. I'm curious, you get into acting, you're doing your thing there, you want to pursue music. You've been at both sides of things. Was it harder to kind of break into the music thing after the acting thing, or was that something that kind of came natural with the entertainment business for you?
You know, I started playing guitar when I was about 14, kind of, you know, something to do on set during the downtime. Of course, now on a lot of the films that I'm doing, I'm producing as well. Like the recent two that I did, one's called The Lost Tree, came out in theaters in October. Another one's called Living Among Us that Sony released with Vision Films, came out just actually earlier this month. to theaters, and now it's they're both available on all platforms. So when I'm producing and acting, I don't have much downtime. But back in the day, I did. And you know, yeah, my dad was a touring musician, so I think it was kind of in my blood. And about 10 years ago, which is technically album number 4, but we call it the first album because you'll never hear the first 3, I started touring around, and I've released 5 original albums. The recent album, the Frat Party album, which is all my favorite songs from American Pie movies, which is kind of, you know, just for fun. And I've played over 600 shows. I'm actually playing a show when I come into town for Wizard World.
Nice.
I'll be playing a couple sets on the entertainment stage, but I'm also playing a show at my buddy's bar in Mentor on Friday night called Toth's 2.
That's awesome.
His second bar, I guess.
Nice. Yeah. That's pretty cool. But do you prefer one over the other, or is it just kind of a feel as, I mean, now that you're producing and acting in movies at the same time, do you prefer one to the other?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot, and the fortunate thing for me is I plan on doing it all, you know, for as long as I can handle it. Mm-hmm. You know, producing, acting, music, you know, writing, directing, you name it. Sure. I'm a multiple threat, I hope.
Actor, director, musician, writer, Thomas Ian Nicholas joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Got to ask you, because when I was telling some of my buddies that we were going to have you on the show today, I was surprised. It was kind of half and half. A lot of guys were really interested in hearing what it was like, you know, in that whole process of making Rookie of the Year. I had a lot of my friends, I got to be honest, were like, hey, you got to ask him what it was like being around Tara Reid all the time back in the late 90s, early 2000s. So what was more fun to play in your mind, Henry Rowan Gardner or Kevin Myers in American Pie?
You know, they both had their ups and downs, so to speak. You know, I mean, American Pie was sort of like Henry Rowan Gardner all grown up, right?
Sure.
So, you know, they're fun for different reasons. And Tara's a sweetheart. We still keep in touch, and we actually just did a sci-fi movie last year. I think it's up for an Oscar this year. It's called Trailer Park Shark. Anyway, it's not up for an Oscar.
Now that you say that, she did put an Instagram post out there, right? And she said you were her first. I think those were her exact words. But you posted that Instagram post, right?
Yeah, those are her words. We kind of toy around with it. She jokes that I'm her longest relationship ever since we've known each other for, I mean, next year is the 20-year anniversary of American Pie.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy. So all sorts of anniversaries when you're, a young old timer like myself.
Young old timer. See, I got to steal that because I might be able to use that one of these days. Young old timer. I love the way that sounds, right? Makes you sound a little bit seasoned. Yet, you know, you're still young enough because you're still in your 30s, so you can't be considered old. So I love that phrase.
No, I'm 37. I got 2 kids. My son's 6. My daughter is almost 2. But yeah, I have been at this entertainment game for a little over 3 decades. So that's I'm going to coin that phrase myself. I've never said that before. A young old timer.
Nice.
But sometimes I have moments of ingenious. I don't know.
You mind if I borrow that on occasion?
Please do.
All right.
Please
nice.
Do. Steal it. You don't even need to credit me. I'm sure someone else has said it before me.
I was just going to say, I'll be sure to credit you. No question about that. Well, we were just talking about, you know, playing those two roles. So, again, I think, you know, guys and girls my generation remember you most for Henry Rowan Gardner and Kevin Myers in American Pie. But you've done so many other things, too. And I think, you know, when you're so good at playing those two roles, a lot of times I think people just kind of forget some of the other things that you've done. I mean, you played Frank Sinatra Jr. You played Walt Disney, for crying out loud. So, I mean, I guess if we're to take a look outside the scope of the two most popular, the popular characters you played, you know, outside of Kevin Myers in American Pie and Henry Rowan Gardner, outside of those two roles, do you have a favorite outside of those?
You know, for a long time, my favorite has always been Rules of Attraction that I did back in the early 2000s with quite the cast of actors: James Vanderbeek, Jessica Biel, Ian Somerhalder, Shannon Sossaman, and it was directed by Roger Avery, who is the Academy Award-winning writer who wrote Pulp Fiction with Tarantino. So that's probably one of my favorite ones, only for the fact of doing dramatic improv, which I think is a really, really big challenge and one of my favorite things to do. But now, you know, similar to your friends kind of being torn between Rookie of the Year and American Pie, those are obviously the highlights, and I embrace them with open arms. It's kind of the fun thing at Wizard World Comic Cons to meet people, and they, you know, typically are coming up for both of those or one of those things. And I'm really there because the follow-up question always is, well, what are you doing now? And I mentioned the films that I'm producing, like Living Among Us. And I have a new project that I've been promoting at all the Wizard World Comic Cons, which is called Handbook for Mortals. And it came out as a book last August, written by my business partner, Lanny Sarum. It debuted number 34 on the USA Today bestseller list, and she comes to the Wizard World as well, so people can actually buy a signed copy of the book before I produce it into a film later this year.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking to actor, writer, producer, musician, Thomas Ianicholas here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. He's going to be at Wizard World Comic Con. It'll be downtown Cleveland this weekend. Really awesome stuff. And look, I've got to ask you before we cut you loose here. I know Sports Illustrated in years past, they would always do an anniversary edition, like a double issue in the summer, like Where Are They Now? They did it with the guys from the Sandlot a couple years ago. They did it with the guys from Major League a few years back. 25th anniversary of Rookie of the Year. You guys should be on deck, because I think that would be really cool to look back at not only yourself, but all the guys and all the girls who were involved in the making of this movie, celebrating a quarter of a century. We got to get the ball rolling on that if they haven't done so already.
Well, I think if memory serves me well, there was actually a article that was done about 5 years ago that Sam Harper, who wrote the screenplay for Rookie of the Year, wrote like a "Where is Henry Rowengartner now?" So it was sort of like an ode to, if Henry was a real person, what would he be doing now? And I actually kind of took that idea to Fox to see if they would want to sort of do a reboot or a sequel to Rookie of the Year. They spun it around for a few months, and they said they want to do it, just not yet. So I might try to, disrupt the system and do a campaign later this year through Pledge Film and give people the opportunity to change Fox's mind so we can do a sequel or a reboot of Rookie of the Year.
Nice. Yeah. I love that idea, man. Great. Love that idea. I love the reboot. I love the sequel. So, without giving too much of that away, I know you've got some ideas, but without giving too much of that away, in your mind, what kinds of things do you think the character Henry Rowengartner might be into today?
Well, considering that my son is six, he's probably a little bit young still, but hey, we haven't started filming yet, and he's kind of following in my footsteps and just did his first acting job for a Fox TV show, no less, that airs later this May, Zooey Deschanel's show New Girl. He's on the show finale. So my idea would be that it would be Henry's son that would get, you know, his arm broken, sort of the healing weirdness runs in the family. He gets drafted to the Cubs. I've got to figure out, and I haven't done my research yet, what sort of position Henry could take on the team so that he could later take the field. Because, you know, I don't know, like, I don't want him to be a player at first, or maybe he's the Gary Busey guy. I don't know. I don't know if I'm crazy enough to be Gary Busey light. But, you know, that would be the idea, I think, that it would, you know, be the next generation, because that's always what it was. It was always about, you know, a little kid's fantasy of being a major league ball player, but having that happen while they're still a little kid. So I think you'd still need a little kid, so I think it should be Henry's son.
Okay, I like it. That sounds great. I love the direction that's headed for sure. Again, make sure you check out Thomas Ianicholas. He's going to be at Wizard World Comic Con over the weekend, Huntington Convention Center of Cleveland. It's Friday, March 2nd through Sunday, March 4th. Thomas, this is a blast, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, and please come by and say hi at Wizard World. I'll be there all 3 days.
Awesome, man. Look
and then,
forward.
If you're around on Saturday night, have you guys ever done any escape games?
Like the escape room games where you got to figure out how to like do all those puzzles to find the key to get out of the room?
Yeah.
Yes, I've done that once, actually. Did that
right.
once.
If,
so,
if you're around on Saturday night, it's our tradition, because I've been doing all the Wizard World Comic Cons for almost a year now, promoting Handbook for Mortals. But on Saturday nights, we always go to an escape room. So the best rated one was Perplexity Games in Cleveland. So that's where we'll be on Saturday night.
Going to the escape room.
So you should come and get locked in a room with us.
Wow. Okay. All right. See, that's interesting because I like how that's a nice little twist. Everybody asks, you know, what does everybody do when they leave these events they're going to? You go to escape room and you guys really have some fun. That's really awesome stuff. So we'll definitely look into that. Thomas, thank you again so much for joining us. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you again. Thomas Ian Nicholas joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You've never been to an escape room?
I have not. No, I haven't gotten the opportunity to do so. I can barely find my way out of the house in the morning, though, so I'm thinking I probably wouldn't be the greatest asset in an escape room.
It's hard, man. My brothers and I, we took, you know, our significant others, I want to say it was about 2 years ago we did this, and we had no chance.
Mm-hmm.
No chance. It was so hard.
What did they give you, like an hour to do it, or
yeah, and how like long? You got it. Like, you know, my brothers are like me in that I think I'm the most patient of the three of us, and I'm not a patient guy at all.
Sure.
So you get frustrated so easily, but like there's so many things you have to do. They give you a couple clues, and the way this thing starts is the host will come in and say, okay, you've got to do all these things, follow these steps to find these clues. And at the very end of it, you'll find a key to get you out of the room. Now, you can always push a button also if you need some help. So they can give you some hints if you really get lost.
Who wants to do that?
But, like, they're watching you through cameras, too. So
are they really?
Kind of creepy? A little creepy, yeah.
I guess you know it going into it, though. So, I mean, that takes away the creepiness of it. But, yeah, I just can't imagine being any good. I've seen people who do them, and I've heard about how everybody gets out of them, but I also feel it'd be a little embarrassing if someone asked to let you out. You're supposed to solve the mystery and get yourself out. But I've not made it to one yet. Maybe one of these days.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's fun. Well, that's awesome that he's actually going to an escape room after all this, too. That was a blast, man. So much fun talking to Thomas Ian Nicholas. See, when you think of him, do you think of him more as Henry Rowan Gardner, or do you think of him as Kevin Myers from American Pie?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. I guess those are the two key roles, like you mentioned. I mean, that most people our age are going to remember him for. I remember his role in the movie he was talking about as well with James Vandermeer and Jessica Biel, Rules of Attraction. That escaped me there for a while. That was kind of the it movie as well, because that was the first movie where everyone was kind of coming out of the shell. James Vanderbeek was no longer Dawson. Jessica Biel was no longer the little sweetheart on Seventh Heaven. It was very different roles for them. And as he mentioned, that was one of the roles he really enjoyed playing as well. I completely forgot about that, but he did a tremendous job in that as well.